America 250, Michigan made with the Sneffkamp family. I'll tell you, the Sneffkamp automotive family of note, and we're celebrating it. It may be America's 250th, but it is their 100th anniversary. Got to be the longest running originally Chrysler dealership in America. And the president of Sneffkamp Automotive Family is a dear friend, has been for a long time, sitting across from me, Mark Sneffkamp Sr.
Hi, Paul. How
already
are you?
Mentioned that Junior was here. Your lovely wife, Debbie, is here with Ruby. And everybody's here celebrating, and you've got to feel very proud.
Oh, I am. This is actually 100 years with Chrysler that we're celebrating. Grandpa Ed goes back to 1919. We were a used car dealer in 1919.
Ed Sneffkamp Sr. started selling used cars in 1919 in Detroit.
Yep.
In 1926, as Chrysler Corporation formed, Ed Sneffkamp Sr. became the first Chrysler dealer in Detroit. Since then, there have been four generations of Sneffkamps running family dealerships in Michigan.
Look at you. You know it better than I do.
Yeah, it's written down. So in front of me is easily read by me, but I know this because I've known the family for a very long time.
Mark Sneffkamp III is, he's not running around here, but he's 4 years old. So I introduced him to the new boss to all of the people the other day. When Mark Jr. was 4 years old, we had just opened the new dealership in Redford, and he was running around in the service department, getting all greasy and getting in trouble. And so the service manager came up to me, and he says, "Is that my new boss?" and we all laughed, and sure enough.
Well, Mark Sneffkamp Jr. is the general manager now of Sneffkamp Automotive Family. So that little four-year-old done good, Dad.
Yeah, that's a title from a long time ago. He's my partner and vice president, and he helps me run all of our companies.
All right, I better change that then. And name all your dealerships, because I know the last two you bought. But so he's now partner and vice president.
Yes, two in Detroit. The original one that my dad had, Grandpa Ed started on Gratiot, as you just said. But this is the original Chrysler store that my father had. And then in 1990, we bought the store over in Redford on Plymouth and Telegraph. And then we expanded to Gaylord, Michigan in 2021. And last fall in September, we bought a Chrysler dealership in Midland, Michigan. So anywhere you are in Michigan, we can serve
your
needs.
You can take
good
care of it. Yeah. So which one, we were talking before we came on the air, which place caught on fire in J.P. McCarthy was doing his morning show and looked out the window and said, "My gosh, the Sneffkamp building is on fire."
Yeah, we have a long history with WJR. Dad and JP were good friends and golfing buddies. And from the Fisher building, I guess you can see this place. And when the sun
This came, is the one that was on fire?
One. Yeah, right here, 6 miles up the road. And he saw it and he signed off and said, I have to call my friend Bill. I think his business is burning. And I think he was actually the one to call the fire department.
I never heard that story. Boy, there are a million stories, aren't there?
There sure are.
There are a lot of people who have had long-time relationships with WJR and with, in this case, the Sneffkamps. You followed in the family footsteps. Was there ever a time that you thought you weren't going to go into the car business?
Never for a minute. You know, the whole family kind of grew up in the dealerships. We started sweeping floors and
in the same way you bring your
cars.
4-year-old son, and now he's brought his 4-year-old son around. Did Dad bring you around like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I spent all, you know, I swept floors and washed cars and worked in the parts department, and I worked in every department. My son did as well. He's same thing. And I'm sure that little Marky, they bring him around all the time, too. And his favorite place is the service department, so he'll get trained out there, too, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the great thing about the family. You guys have great experience in all the different areas. Debbie is now showing me a bunch of historic
pictures. There's a picture of Grandpa's first used car lot. Show him that one, Deb. Right there.
All right.
That was in 1919.
Unbelievable.
You see the burning barrel? That was the heater.
It wasn't the burning barrel that caused the fire,
no.
I hope. No. Yeah.
That
you
was
notice
just
how,
a little lead
how,
to there.
How the men dressed, always dressed, had suits and ties on. I mean, that's just the way men dressed. And then this is Sneffkamp Auto Sales with the hats and the white coats in the service department. It's all great. Why don't you explain, in fact, why Detroit drivers have been choosing Bill Snethkamp to do their business with?
Well, it's Chrysler, number one. We've been here, you know, since 1919, and it's always been Chrysler. It's the only thing we've ever had. And we've been serving Detroiters out of this location. When Chrysler left Highland Park and went up to Auburn Hills, everybody told my dad and I we didn't have a chance. We wouldn't survive.
Oh, boy.
People have been coming back here for a long, long time. And it's a, you know, we call it the Snethkamp Automotive family. And you see a lot of our employees here, they're all family.
I met a son-in-law just a little bit ago.
Their families are our family. Our customers are our family. We've got some of our supplier base and our lenders, allies here, Chrysler Financial, or Stellantis Financial, I still call them Chrysler.
Well, how could you not? Just, I mean, there have been a lot of changes, but you've been Chrysler from the start and still are.
Been through five ownerships of Chrysler. Chrysler and then Daimler Chrysler, you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Merger of equals.
That was always funny.
We were talking about Sergio.
Yeah, loved Sergio.
Yeah, we miss him. We had Sergio, so five different owners. It's been quite a ride.
I say, for all of you people that are involved in this business and in this line, it's astonishing what you've gone through and stay strong. I have nothing but admiration for the people that have gone through all of this because it's not easy. We've gone through three owners, I think, maybe three owners. It's been very rough because we were Cap Cities Communications forever. And then once they sold, then it was just a bunch of different people that would come and go. And we have a good company now, but it's a struggle in broadcasting. And you know about struggles in the car business. You've had them, ups and downs, but you've stayed with it. And you've done extremely well. And people keep coming back to you, and they do that for a reason.
For sure. And it's, you're looking out into the showroom, and that's all the reasons that they come back, because there's lifelong relationships. We sell cars to, you know, grandpa and all the way down the line, and they just, they love us, and they drive a long way to come see us, or if they don't want to come down here, we'll drive to them.
What is the Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Brands partnership to drive America's 250th anniversary celebration? You don't know? It's on my rundown here. And it says that it's a bipartisan organization charged by Congress to lead the commemoration of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. These leading American brands will serve collectively as exclusive automotive sponsors of America 250, joining a growing group of corporations supporting programming to engage 350 million Americans for this monumental milestone. So there's a little something extra.
Chrysler has a lot of vehicles that are celebrating the 250 years. So
well,
special vehicles.
A new list is out today. It's in the Free Press, talking about American vehicles with American content, and the Jeep Grand Cherokee has just moved up the list, bringing back a lot of the work and the parts and the labor and the service on the Jeep Grand Cherokee back to America. So it's moved up the list.
Well, they build that right over on Jefferson Avenue. And
get any more American than that.
No, the Jeep Grand Cherokee and then the Rams built in Sterling Heights and in Warren and our Grand Wagoneer that you like.
I thought it was fabulous.
That's built over in Warren. So we've got three plants here that that help us out, and their employees are our customers as well.
Sure. That Grand Wagoneer is a monster. It's a monster of a vehicle.
It's a beautiful automobile.
I don't think you guys have ever had anything quite like that.
You know, we've looked at the GM and the Ford competition for a long time, and as a dealer, I've said, why don't we have one? And they came out with it a few years ago, and they really did it right, and it's a beautiful vehicle.
You can't ask for anything more than having them listen to what the dealers ask for, because the dealers are the first line and the first customer of the factory, of the OEM.
Absolutely.
You guys are the guys that buy the cars that you know people will want to buy from you.
100%, and they do listen to us, and that's a good thing.
That's an important thing. Congratulations, Mark Snethkamp, Sr., President, Snethkamp Automotive Family. Proudly has his son, Mark Snethkamp, Jr., who's a partner and vice president. And with Mark Snethkamp, III, standing at the ready, it's just that he's four right now, and it's hard to get him licensed to take over. He's got to be potty trained before he can come in. I understand completely. We continue in focus at WJR live from Snethkamp Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Highland Park. Stay with us.